Dyslexic Supreme Court Justice Creates Right to Arm Bears. 11th of November 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Washington, C.D. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, a self-described originalist, has led America's highest court in a decision that experts agree created something unintended by the Constitution's authors in the results announced today for the first time in the case Miller v. Illinois. The Founding Fathers added in the Second Amendment to prevent the government from restricting the availability of guns, the instrument necessary to keep the government honest with its people. Because of this, the amendment clearly states that the right of people to keep and arm bears shall not be infringed. Supra at 263. This was part of a transcript from Scalia's vote, which automatically determined the votes of three other conservative justices. Clarence Thomas, having no free will, channeled Scalia's exact thoughts, and the newer Shire justices Samuel Alito and John Roberts went along with Scalia because of his reputation for legal brilliance. Justice Alito said, quote, "I caved in to peer pressure. I just wanted the other justices to like me," unquote. Justice Anthony Kennedy had recused himself for some unknown reasons, and John Paul Stevens was still in hiding following the comments by conservative columnist Ann Coulter saying he should be poisoned. With the two justices absent, the four conservative members became the majority, and Scalia, writing the opinion, held that there was a, quote, definite unequivocal right to arm bears, unquote. Bears were thrilled to hear the words, or the news, that is, holding mauling parties across the nation's national parks. One bear living in Yellowstone National Park said, quote, "Grrr, Smokey, take revenge," unquote. Bears are expected to buy firearms in droves starting next Monday. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.